AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. It's the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. We're back on the road this week in Fort Lauderdale for Franchise Expo South. Thanks to Martin Yaksimovich and the MFV team for hosting us this week in the podcast zone. Top story, California Senate Bill 919 passed last week. The bipartisan legislation extends disclosure requirements to third-party franchise sellers, such as brokers, broker networks, and franchise sales organizations. The 75-0 California Assembly vote follows months of IFA advocacy promoting the legislation to strengthen the foundation on which the franchise relationship begins by improving information available to prospective franchisees. The bill passed the California Senate in May and now heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk for signature. IFA President and CEO Matt Haller said, IFA was proud to lead all stakeholders in franchising to build support for this groundbreaking improvement in consumer protection law that enables responsible franchising in California as a model for other states. Rob Branca, IFA board member and franchisee chair of the Inspire Brands and Duncan Government Affairs Committees, added, "We hope that this legislation will guide prospective buyers to ask the questions critical to thorough due diligence as they navigate the franchise sales process." PE firm Sycamore Partners has acquired the Playa Bowls franchise restaurant concept from Tamarix Equity Partners. CEO Dan Harmon said, "After a decade of hard work building a strong foundation, we believe Sycamore's support and resources, as well as their expertise in managing multi-unit franchise organizations, will help us accelerate our growth as we continue to support our franchisees and delight our guests." After warning investors of a potential bankruptcy, BurgerFi has received two deficiency notices from NASDAQ, warning that BurgerFi is not in compliance with stock market listing requirements. BurgerFi said in a statement, "The company will evaluate available options to regain compliance within the compliance periods, including submission of such plans." The Habitat Burger Grill is rebranding as Habitat Burger and Grill. Chief Marketing Officer Jack Hinchcliffe says the ampersand has always been at the heart of the brand's identity. He said, "We're not changing, we're just embracing what we've always been, an ampersand brand." Celebrity School is bringing a greater awareness to the importance of early childhood literacy. Kicking off on National Read a Book Day, Friday, September 6th, families are encouraged to commit to reading one children's book per day throughout the month for their chance to win a year-long book subscription service. Kristen Miller, Director of Education at Celebrity School, said, "With 90% of a child's brain developing before the age of five, simple habits like daily reading can dramatically help improve vocabulary, comprehension, and academic success. With the launch of this campaign, we hope to inspire a community where every child discovers the magic of reading." People News and Career Moves coming up next after a quick word from Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. In People News, Jeff Wharton is promoted to the CEO seat at Bloomin' Blinds. Checkers Drive-In Restaurants, Inc., the parent company of Checkers and Rally's, has named Chris Tebben Chief Executive Officer. Catherine Tan Gillespie, president of KFC Canada, has been named Chief Marketing Officer and Chief Development Officer for KFC US. Touching Hearts at Home welcomes Todd Tremmel as CEO. Fat Brands hires Amy Harrison as Senior VP of Nontraditional Development and Mayo Hood as VP of International Development. Noelle Peter is promoted to VP of Operations and Training at The Lash Lounge. Paris Baguette has promoted Brian Egan to VP of Development and welcomes Norm Ginsberg as VP of Operations. PerTech USA announces the appointment of James Doyle as its new chief marketing officer. Hot Dish Advertising welcomes Shelley Blythewood as executive director of client services and Roman Sandler as director of media. And Franworth president Dave Keel will retire at the end of this month. Congratulations to all and go get 'em. One final note, we hope to see you next week at the IFA Advocacy Summit in Washington, D.C. Just one of the highlights will be keynote speaker and former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan as he competes in a historic race that could potentially shake up the Senate majority next year. We'll see you in D.C. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.